Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air. Live from Bench Warmers in Ankeny, this is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Here is your host, Jared Stansberry, along with two brothers born from very separate mothers, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom. When I get up with the
Cyclones, opposition's mine. What's up, everybody, and welcome to Bench Warmers in Ankeny for the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. I'm Jared Stansberry, joined by my friends Chris Williams and Brent Bloom. What's up, fellas?
I don't know. I'm just glad that the season's here, man.
Me too.
I'm so jacked up. I've never been more jacked up to watch Vanderbilt play football.
All right. Can we get a better Thursday night game?
Yeah,
though?
This is a garbage slate
of
Thursday night
games. ESPN's got to go, all right.
On the opener.
Why do we have Vandy in South Carolina?
Doesn't Oregon State play Minnesota tonight?
Yeah, but come on.
You're talking about
a lackluster Pac-12 program against the Big Ten West.
Gary Anderson returning to the Big Ten.
Does that really get you fired up, Jared?
Yeah. I'm psyched. It's just football, man.
I understand.
The BS is over. Now it's time to watch real football.
I agree and I get it, but I also, this is a week slate of games tonight. Tomorrow it gets nuts.
Yeah.
Vampire.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday is great.
Yeah.
So we just got to get there.
Yeah. Yeah, we just got to get there. It's good to be back, though. Yeah. Season 7 of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here on KXNO.
Yeah, and we've kind of got a new format.
We do. We've gotten old, too, but yeah.
Yeah,
it's
well,
good to
I
have
guess
you here.
That's true.
What are we going to do, Jared?
We're going to do, it's kind of like PTI, but PTI doesn't usually have a moderator, so it's kind of like around the horn with just two guys. But you guys are just going to duke it out. I'm going to give you some topics, and then you guys can just go at it for
a couple minutes.
That sounds good. Just a quick plug to Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive is back. Thanks to them. We love our sponsors. We love Benchwarmers here in Ankeny. I can't wait to get me a – do they still have the Paul Rhodes pizza? I hope so.
It's a great question.
Because, I mean, we got to pay homage to Coach Rhodes. We all love Coach Rhodes.
He's an Ankeny guy.
So we'll see. We'll see.
Are we going to ask Bloom's trivia question at the beginning of the show, or when are we going to do that?
Oh, yeah, we got to do Bloom's trivia question, yeah. So how's this going to work? I don't even know.
Well, we're giving away two tickets to every home game this year.
Yeah.
But you have to come to Benchwarmers with the answer to the question I'm going to give. And then if multiple people get the answer correct, then we draw out of a hat to figure out who the winner will be. So, step one, you listen to the trivia question. Step two, you get your answer. Step three, you bring that answer here. Adam Gray is on the spot. He'll take your answer. And then at the end of the show, we will pick a winner for two tickets to you and I. And that's a hard ticket to get. There's only select tickets remaining, so two free tickets if you can get this trivia question.
What's the trivia question?
Are we ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
This is the trivia question.
And let people know, too, that we're in the back at Benchwarmers. So if you walk in, you got to go, take a right and come to the back of the bar. Right.
If you don't know Adam Gray, he's the guy with the ridiculous pink shorts on.
Yeah, he's got the douche shorts on tonight.
The trivia question is, which Cyclone scored the first touchdown in 2015? Which Cyclone scored the first touchdown last year?
And we'll let you know when the tickets have been claimed, too.
Yes.
We're
going
to do this before every
home. We will give the answer near the end of the show and also announce the winner.
Boom.
But come to Benchwarmers. It's on, what road? It's on Ankeny Boulevard.
It's on Ankeny Boulevard, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you put in your phone, find Benchwarmers, get your answer to Adam Gray, and win a couple tickets to you and I on Saturday night.
All right, there you go. Let's start our little rapid fire here, Jared. What do you got for us tonight?
All right, here we go. Iowa State hasn't had a 1,000-yard rusher in back-to-back seasons since Ennis Haywood in 2000-2001. Will Mike Warren accomplish that feat this season? Bloom, you lead it off.
I don't think there's any question he gets over 1,000 yards, and here's why. One, he got 1,340 last year in 10 games, essentially. And two, he's entering a system that was actually better for runners than he was under previously. Matt Campbell, Tom Manning, they were at Toledo for the last 6 years. Five times they had a 1,000-yard rusher, and last year they did not have a 1,000-yard rusher, but they had two guys over 950. If Mike Warren gets the carries that he's going to get, and he's going to get 220, 250 carries, there's no doubt he gets 4 yards a pop. He gets over 1,000 yards.
I agree with Bloom that he gets to 1,000 yards, but it's for a different reason. My big concern about Warren going into the year was all of a sudden you're the focal point of what an opposing defense is looking for, where last year, you know, you kind of jumped up and you snuck up on some people. And I was worried about just him being able to stay healthy for an entire year, having to carry that load for the offense. I think he does it now, though, because of what's happened in fall camp with the two freshmen who have stepped up and are going to play as true freshmen this year in 2016. And I think that they really relieve some of that load. I think we see a fresher Mike Warren because of it. I think he's better in games, you know, 8, 9, 10, and 11 because those guys have emerged. So I think that's why he gets there. But absolutely, I mean, I can't disagree. I mean, this isn't Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith here. We're not going to disagree just to disagree. He's going to get
it. He's getting 1,000 yards.
Unless some injury. Sort of an injury. Right. Yeah, he's getting there.
Point goes to, I don't know, I guess you guys each get a half a point.
Oh,
just for agreeing.
Okay.
There we go.
The amount of money spent on the special effects.
I think here. you need to get off the fence and make decisions. From
yeah,
now
that
on.
That was
you guys
very,
said the
that
same
was
exact
political.
Thing.
No, we had different reasons yeah. before. But
all right,
go ahead.
All right. Bloom gets the point then, just because you're arguing with the moderator.
Fair enough.
That's fine.
All right, number two. Oklahoma finished 2015 11-2, won the Big 12, and made the college football playoff. The Sooners enter the season third in the AP poll. But historically, Oklahoma's teams with high expectations seem to stumble. Are you buying the Oklahoma hype? Chris, you can lead this one off.
I'm very scared. I put Oklahoma in my playoff, but they were the least confident team I had because of that, the Bob Stoops, meltdowns when there's high expectations. They're going to get to the playoff, though, because of their non-conference schedule, because they have an opportunity against the top 15 team in Houston coming up on Saturday. They get Ohio State at a great time with the most inexperienced team in all of college football coming up in week three. They're going to win that game, and that buys them a loss. They're not running the table in the Big 12. Nobody's going to run the table in the Big 12. They're going to lose at TCU or at Texas Tech or against Oklahoma State. They will slip up somewhere, but an 11-1 Oklahoma with those non-conference wins, yes, they're going to be back in the playoff for the second year in a row.
Bloom?
I think they will win the conference. I think they're loaded. This just looking at them today, I didn't realize how many people they have back. Everybody knows about Baker Mayfield, but they return both Samaje Perine and Joe Mixon and four of their five offensive linemen. This offense is going to put up just monster numbers. Their defense was pretty good last year. They're going to lose a little bit off that. They lost a couple guys in the NFL. But I think this is a team that's going to average 50-plus points potentially. I mean, they are going to be that good offensively. I think it starts against Houston in a statement game. Tom Herman does not know what's coming for him. I think this Oklahoma team makes two big statements in the non-conference, and I agree with you. They can afford a loss to a TCU, and they'll win the conference. And Oklahoma and TCU are the two teams above the rest. I think Oklahoma is for real. I think they make the playoff. I think they win the Big 12.
Point goes to Brent Bloom. He owned it and went with the 50 points a game thing, dude.
What a joke.
That's a pretty big claim.
That's a big they're going to do it.
Yeah.
He basically took my argument, and then he just added to it. I mean, he made
a big claim about 50 points a game. That's a lot of points.
That's called hyperbole. You shouldn't be rewarding that.
All right, former Texas A&M quarterback Kenny Hill is set to take over as TCU's quarterback in 2016. Can Kenny Trail keep up where Trevon Boykin left off and keep TCU in the Big 12 hunt? Bloom.
They'll be in the hunt. I think they're the second-best team in the Big 12, and it's not because of Kenny Hill. He doesn't have to do a lot. Their defense is loaded. They returned 9 guys off that defense. That was pretty good last year, including pretty much their entire front 7. They got some mean dudes up front. Offensively, they're not going to be anywhere near where Boykin was. And what Boykin had, which not many people realize, is Josh Doctson, now with the Washington Redskins. That guy caught 80 balls and 1,400 yards last year and was his reserve outlet. They don't have the receivers this year. He's good enough, though, for them to finish second. Is that in the hunt? I think so. I think they can give Oklahoma a run at home, too. They don't win the conference, but I think TCU is a top 10, top 15 program in college football this year.
It's all Gary Patterson. I mean, that's all. It's an elite defense. They're going to have the best defense in the Big 12. And Hill's just good enough to be able to score, you know, just to be – he's just good enough to keep them in the games that they need to because of that defense. And frankly, you know, what about, you know, your boy Bloom, Kevin Sumlin right now? Should we all be like, oh, well, we should expect Kenny Hill to be better under Gary Patterson in that offense than he was at Texas A&M? Everything Sumlin's touching right now is, you know, it's turning into a disaster. So I think he improves a lot. He's absolutely good enough. And it's a lot like LSU in the fact that, I don't care who their quarterback is.
Yeah.
When you've got, what, six NFL guys on your defense, I don't know if TCU has that many, but it's an elite defensive team. They're gonna have a ton of turnovers, put them in favorable positions. He's good enough. They will, and I think that they do compete with Oklahoma. I think it's a two-horse race in the Big 12. I think they're right there. I think they could beat Oklahoma in Fort Worth. I just wish that Fort Worth was a tougher place to play.
It's not a hard place
to play at all.
Relatively,
OU's probably going to have half their fans there in that. So they'll be in the mix, though. He's just good enough.
CW gets the point.
Who's their non-conference? They play anybody?
They play Arkansas again, don't they? Or no, that's Texas Tech. I'm sorry. Hold
because
on.
What helped Boykin when he started is he had a not when he came in the first time around, but when he came his when he put up the huge numbers 2 years ago.
They do have Arkansas.
Do they have Arkansas?
They get the Fighting Otzelbergers this Saturday.
Okay, so that's a good easy start.
And then at SMU on the 23rd.
Okay, so that's pretty. I mean, Arkansas will be a fun game, but I think a soft early schedule will help him get some confidence and. They got a. Trevon Boykin was not a great quarterback when he first started there, but he picked it up under, and they got the same offensive coordinator that they've had. So
Do you remember sitting right here at this table when Kenny Hill made his debut?
Yeah, it was the Thursday night.
And we're all like, oh my God.
He threw seven touchdowns.
We're all like, oh, Manziel, maybe not that good. Maybe it's just Kevin Sumlin.
Didn't he trademark himself or his parents?
Yeah, Kenny Trill.
Yeah. So.
Okay, maybe I take everything back. He's doing trademarks already. My God. All right, what do we have next?
Junior quarterback Mason Rudolph plus a talented group of skill players has made Oklahoma State a trendy dark horse Big 12 pick. Does Oklahoma State have enough to stick with TCU and Oklahoma at the top of the Big 12?
I think they're right there at number three. I think they're the clear number three. And I think Mason Rudolph, at the end of the year, we're going to have a conversation about elite quarterbacks in this league. Elite, not only that, but elite NFL prospects, and I think Mason Rudolph is in tier one of college football quarterbacks at that point in time. I think he's that good. You know what stood out to me was down at Media Days in Dallas, and this young man walked next to me, and I go, holy mackerel.
He's a big dude.
That guy looks like an NFL quarterback. He's built, he's got the trunk, you know, like that's what I love about Mason Rudolph. He's that good. I think that Oklahoma State's one of those perennial 3-4 programs in the Big 12. It's not a slight. They just don't recruit well enough. They're not elite anywhere. They're going to have a really good offense, but everybody has a good offense in the Big 12. It's not like TCU where they've got that standout defense, but I think they're right there at number three.
Here's the thing. People forget they started 10-0 and got all the way up to number five in the country. Remember they were undefeated into Ames
that.
At number
Jeez.
Five, and Iowa State blew that game.
Yeah.
Iowa State had a chance to knock them off again in the top five.
I forgot they were 10-0. Yeah, Bloom's got to get the point.
After that point, they absolutely just disintegrated their last three. I mean, they fell apart. They got blitzed in their bowl game by, I think it was Ole Miss. But if you look at their schedule, non-conference is a piece of cake. They get Baylor early. That'll be a fun game. But then it's Texas, Iowa State, at Kansas, West Virginia. So they very well could be, and then at K-State, Tech. So they don't play TCU and Oklahoma until the final two games. They very well could be 9 or 10-0 again and think they're in contention, but they're really not. So, I don't know. I think they're a solid program, but they're definitely below Oklahoma, TCU. I could see them starting 9 or 10-0 again, though.
Bloom just said the same thing I said again.
No, but you forgot they were 10-0.
No, I did.
Think
That was insane. And I remember the analytics people were not happy with Oklahoma State being
10-0. And Iowa State had them beat.
Yeah.
They had them right.
That was, I think, the most, for me, the most demoralizing Cyclone reaction I've ever done.
Worse than K-State?
I've done some bad ones.
Oh, you weren't at you didn't do the K-State?
No, I didn't. Thank God. But that one, like, at that point for me, because I was rooting so hard for Paul Rhodes.
Right.
After that Oklahoma State game, I just was like, it's over.
Right.
Like,
it's not much
they
easier,
had
yeah.
to, like, because it was after TCU, right? They'd already played TCU.
They already played TCU.
And it was a similar deal where they're tied at halftime, right?
Yep.
And it was just like you just keep seeing these leads slip away. And that Oklahoma State game, I'm like, this game would win Paul his job back. And when they didn't win that, like, it was just like a deflation
up,
for me.
Up 10 in the fourth quarter.
Jeez.
And that was the thing last year. Iowa State, which gives some confidence, I guess, in a weird way for this season. And they were tied or ahead in the fourth quarter in seven games. They won three. So there was several games that they had the talent to be in. They just couldn't finish. And I think that's the theme this year.
CW gets the point for the emotion. And Bloom just depressed me with the seven games that they were in at the end of the
– So what are we at? We're
it's 2-2.
Yes.
This is this is going to be our tiebreaker, our last point here. The Vampire Bill Snyder is back again to lead Kansas State, and they're finally healthy
again
at
quarterback. Tiebreaker, we go to the Vampire.
If the Wildcats have a good season in 2016, is this the last we'll see of Bill Snyder? Who started last? I think it was you.
I went Bloom, first go. Last time.
Yes, this is it.
This is it?
This is it for Snyder, one way or another. Well, I shouldn't say that. If with a good year, yes, because here's why. Bill Snyder has 193 wins right now. A good season means he wins seven or more games. He has an ego. He's old, but he has an ego. He wants that 200 number. If they get to seven, he gets 200 wins, he's out. Well, and he's 77 years old.
Do you realize how many years, 7 years in a row we've been doing this show, that we've come on here and we've pronounced the death of the Vampire?
he should have dead last year.
Listen,
I
think they're going to get absolutely pounded tomorrow night at Stanford. Talking like 24, 30 points. Like, it's bad. Tomorrow night. Think about how many games, opening weeks, we've seen Kansas State struggle with like FCS because it takes a while to get the JUCOs going, right? It's a terrible opening game. You're going west. Nobody likes to go west if you're a Midwest team. It's an awful opening game for them. You're breaking in this Iowa kid, the quarterback. He's not ready for this. He's going to have to keep up with Christian McCaffrey. It's not going to happen. However, it's still the Vampire. You should know by now you don't pronounce the death of the Vampire. He finds a way to get to 7-5, 8-4. He hangs on. Kansas State's still a respectable program. Do not doubt the Vampire.
But will he come back? 7-7.
Yes, as long as he's walking, he's going to come back.
Beat it. K-State's got to.
Yes, he's back. He's the Vampire. That's why he's the Vampire. He never dies. He just keeps chugging along.
77. He's going to be 78.
Well, props to him.
At what point do they say, okay, You got the stadium named after you. You've already retired once. I don't know.
But we got to remember what happened that time.
That's true. Ron Prince.
That was a great thing for Iowa State.
I think 200 wins. That's the magic number he's waiting for, and he's out.
CW gets the point. CW is the winner of the inaugural
that's a hell of a comeback.
Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. I don't know what this is called. Battle Royale.
Yeah, we should come up with a cool name for it.
Yeah, we should.
All right. We should order some Paul Rhodes pizzas here.
Definitely. And we'll be right back with Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by the Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Three, your wife's birthday, forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number, 330-2930, Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Hey guys, Chris Williams here. When I'm out and about covering the Cyclones, I often get asked about the sweet gear that we have at Cyclone Fanatic. People want to buy it. And let me tell you where we get that gear. Wheeze Tees. Yeah. Anytime I'm looking to get any of our Cyclone Fanatic gear embroidered, a new hat, anything like that, we give them a call. They hook us up. Shirts, jackets, koozies, signs. Wheeze Tees can do it all. Cyclone Fanatic has been using Wheeze Tees for years now. There's nobody else I would trust with our brand, so why wouldn't you? Give them a call at 515-257-7191 or stop by at 306 South Ankeny Boulevard.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Hey, welcome back. Little Cyclone Fanatic Radio. We're back year seven here on the here at Bench Warmers, thanks to Nebraska Furniture Mart Clive. Blum, does it make you feel old?
Yeah, it does. 7 years. So we've outlasted Paul Rhodes.
Well, we have. I mean, we started, well, we actually began this with Rhodes.
Yeah, the first year.
Yeah,
of Rhodes.
Yeah, we did. So yeah, like we did outlast Paul. God bless him.
Yeah. He's got Wally with him now.
He does have Wally with him. Yeah,
the Wizard's back. Anyway.
Yeah, the Wizard.
We've got the Wizard with us right now.
We do. We had the Wizard Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. As we're going to do our weekly pick segment with Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, as we do. Tim, welcome back.
Well, great to be here, guys.
Are you now? This is why I love Tim. He shows up with his Braves hat on.
Yeah.
Did I just see you watching the Braves on your phone?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's tough to watch.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, I can't watch them, man.
They've actually had a couple good games. Yeah. Dansby Swanson's back up. He's
he's playing
pretty well.
Nice prospect.
Yeah. Him and Freddie Freeman. Other than that.
So you guys are doing cabinets now, right?
Yeah.
This is big. No, I didn't want my wife to hear this.
I already texted her. She knows.
Oh, God. Yeah. So what's going on at Nebraska Furniture Mart?
No, I just want to take some time this year to talk about some new stuff we have going on. And we're going to spend a lot of talking this year about our new cabinetry business. You know, at Nebraska Furniture Mart, we were offering pretty close to the whole home solution. But the cabinetry piece was the one thing we were missing. So we spent about over a year vetting out a bunch of vendors we want to do business with and found the right people that gave us the best selection, competitive pricing. And we're happy to be working with the people we're working with, and we're ready to bring the product to the people. So, yeah, come on out to Nebraska Furniture Mart. Doesn't matter if you're working on a bathroom vanity. Doesn't matter if you want to do a full one-off custom remodel kitchen. We got everything you need, and design salespeople ready to help you when you come in.
When you do, like, the vetting, is it like the presidential stuff? Because I hear the word vetting.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're vetting for vice presidential. How does that go?
Yeah, it's, you know.
Just check their quality, prices, all that stuff.
Yeah, the lovely part about our store here is we have the buying power of our whole company. So, you know, the cabinetry world heard we were getting into cabinets, and a lot of people came a-calling. So
oh, I bet.
We had the opportunity to really take the people we wanted to do business with, create the best price and selection we could for the Des Moines area, and we're going from there. So, yeah, it's a good opportunity to come in and see us and look at doing that whole kitchen remodel. We got everything you need from flooring all the way up to the backsplash to the cabinetry to the countertop. We'll get you taken care of. So,
well, let's dive right in, gentlemen. They're ESPN is dubbing it as the greatest opening weekend in college football history.
It's not good. Great competition.
What?
Not great competition as far as the
other weeks. Usually it's just garbage.
It's just a bunch of.
But we're gonna do our
nonsense picks
where we go head to head again this year, and we keep track throughout the season.
And we'll also, too, I mean, just one other thing I want to mention, too. We don't have it tonight, but I'm pressing the buyers pretty hard to come up with another great giveaway for the picks.
Awesome.
You know, last year we gave away the massive tailgate package. And the year before that was the Kegerator. So next week, hopefully, we'll have some sort of answer as far as what we can give the Fanatics out there for a great package for the picks. So.
But you got deals every day, though.
Every day. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going
on. You've got that electronic price tag that I like.
We do, yeah. Tons of financing going on. You know, coming out and see us, we got promos running in flooring for Shaw carpet and cushion. We got great financing running through the store right now for flooring. There's 30 months financing on all items in the store right now over $99.
Boom.
$9.99. So,
all
yeah,
right.
Come on out and see us.
Let's run through these games here, gentlemen. Yeah. And by the way, you guys, this is new this year. We have like picks. We have pick'em software on CycloneFanatic.com now. If you go to the football forum, is where it's at. I will bump that up to tonight. But you guys can play picks right along with us, so then you can talk trash when your score is better than ours at the end of the year.
Or you can finish behind me again.
Well,
I didn't.
Bloom.
I was ahead of Chris.
Bloom loves talking.
I did.
The Vampire in Kansas State is at Stanford, minus 16. Give me Stanford by 20 points here.
I think this is a Vampire special. National TV. I think he keeps it.
Chris about spit his
he
drink.
He keeps it within two touchdowns. Because, ball control. Stanford's not a high-powered offense as far as plays. So they'll win the game, Chris. They're going to win the game, Stanford. But I think it's within the 16.
What do you think, Tim?
I went a little homer here. I sent this to you earlier in the week, and I saw your sarcasm in your email. But, quarterback for K-State is Jesse Ertz from the Fighting Minneapolis Bulldogs of Iowa. And I think a little Iowa, maybe naivety here, rooting for him. But I think we're within two touchdowns here. I take K-State.
Good. This is a good way for me to get up early in the competition. I like the Cyclones at minus 7 at UNI. That line has since moved, but we'll keep it at 7.
I agree. This will be competitive, though.
I think so.
Let's think about this now. Iowa State won 31-7 last year. Total yardage was the exact same. First downs were the exact same. It was a close game. Some special teams errors by K-State. By UNI, allowed Iowa State to maybe have a bigger spread. I think Iowa State, though, wins by still 14-17. They're the better team.
Yeah, I think, new coach, night game, opening night, the hype alone is worth a touchdown. And then go on top of that, I just think ISU is in a good place mentally right now, coming in with a new idea of what they want to do. And I give them by two touchdowns, too. I'm with Bloom here.
All right. My favorite pick of the week is LSU minus 10 versus Wisconsin. I know you go ahead and argue with me, Tim.
Well, no, I just
this is my LSU.
They don't have a quarterback.
Dude,
again,
it doesn't matter when your defense is that good and everybody else is that loaded around you.
I think when I was listening to this segment earlier, I mentioned I think it was Jerry that said something about is Oklahoma another high hype type of year and they're going to fall flat on their face.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny because that's what I think of LSU every year, and I think everyone's so up on LSU and they're going into Lambeau, which is going to be complete Wisconsin fans.
Doesn't matter when you're that much better than the other team.
But I don't think they're 10 points better. I mean, I'll take Wisconsin with something to prove here in Lambeau
Field. Tim
and
I have a side bet going on this one, by the way.
We do.
I have agreed.
Founders will be happy either way.
They will.
Yeah. I've agreed with Tim every single time. I'm agree with him again. But
this is great. I'm going to have a huge week.
The real winner here in Lambeau is alcohol.
Yes, correct.
This is true.
Yes, the off-campus site will win large here.
Les Miles is way too angry this year to fall flat on his face.
They play Texas Tech in their bowl game, and Texas Tech couldn't stop us four last year.
It was
so people have
real,
a false,
oh, so you're going to go to the lazy bowl game argument?
They have a false perception of LSU's offense. I think Wisconsin's got a good defense. Wisconsin led the nation in total defense last year.
Did you see their schedule?
That's fine, but that doesn't hurt. Their schedule has no impact.
They had
on the
an easier
game.
Schedule than Iowa last year.
I think that's a 20-17 game.
Seriously. USC, Alabama. Man, Bama at 10.5. This is another one that I'm really high on. I like the Crimson Tide, gentlemen. Anybody disagree?
Nah, I'd like to, but unfortunately I'm with you on this one. I just
we're separated. Well, yeah. It doesn't matter.
Teams are starting young quarterbacks if they've ever played at all, but it's Saban. They've got like how many guys in the top 20 NFL draft next year? It's just Alabama easily here.
Can you name USC's head coach?
Yeah, it's the Helton guy.
Yeah. I had to look that up to play
Helton. Interim head coach last year.
So he's actually the fifth youngest Power 5 coach right now.
Yeah.
Matt Campbell's number one.
Yeah.
I agree, Alabama.
Good stat. Auburn is a 7.5-point underdog at home against Clemson. This is a sexy matchup. Gentlemen, any hot takes?
I did a little research on this one.
Okay.
Because to me it was Clemson all day long, and I felt even better after I did some research. Auburn's, they're down at running back, wide receiver positions. They're just not the Auburn they were even the last year, 2 years ago. And Clemson has Deshaun Watson, all his receivers back. That offense is too powerful. I take Clemson all day long on this one.
One thing I've learned about Auburn over the last decade, anytime you doubt them, something weird happens. They're like magicians down there.
So but Cam Newton's not there.
Well, but Malzahn's got some magic left. Yeah. I think they keep it within 7.5.
I'm taking Auburn, too. And the something reason why thing. Is because Clemson, while they've got all their offense back, they've pretty much lost their entire defense.
Right.
And it's Malzahn. Malzahn gets an entire offseason to prepare for that.
An angry Malzahn.
Yeah, I'm going to take – and Bartu was on our show earlier. He's picking Auburn outright. So
okay,
keep an
better.
Eye on
– that
so
would be better.
That's where I take the lead on both of you.
There you go.
There's there we go.
Separation Saturday.
Separation Saturday.
I don't know a lot about this one. I don't know how anybody can be confident either way in Notre Dame at 3.5 at Texas. This is a really hard game to pick. I wouldn't touch this with your checking account, Bloom.
Well, it's a large checking account. I'll say this. Notre Dame, on the road, you think, okay, that's a tough place to play, but not really. I've been down to Texas. They're not on top of you. It's not really a difficult road atmosphere. I don't believe in Texas at all. The love they're getting in this offseason was bizarre to
me.
Seems
like it happens every year. Yeah,
they're not back. I think Notre Dame wins. They beat them by 30 last year. I think they beat them by 2 touchdowns.
I picked Notre Dame too, Tim.
Even better, gentlemen.
You got Texas?
I'm going the contrarian route here.
Why?
Taking Texas home. Well, here's you know, to me, Notre Dame lost a lot. I mean, they lost their running backs, some wide receivers. They lost some of their offensive linemen. They're down. And to me, this is that point in Charlie Strong's career where you find out if he's actually going to turn it around or not.
That's true.
And if he's got them bought in at all, this is a perfect game to make that statement. It's easy to go Notre Dame, but I'll take Texas.
Oklahoma is a 10-point favorite versus Houston, a neutral field game. It's in Houston, though. I'm going to take the Cougars just to cover. Oklahoma still wins. Can I predict the push? I'm going to predict the push.
Yeah?
Yeah.
10 points, huh?
Yeah, I think it's going to be right around the number. I think that it'll be right around the number. Oklahoma's going to have like a 14-point lead. They get backdoored. That's where I think this one goes.
Yeah, that could happen. It's I think the over is around 68, somewhere in there. Houston 12-1-1. Here's my Vegas stat: 12-1-1 against the spread in the last 14. 12-1-1.
They ain't gonna sneak up on anybody.
They're
this
not.
Time,
no. Though. Yeah. No. I think I made the joke earlier. I think whoever has the ball last is potentially gonna win this, let alone cover. I'll take Houston as well.
I already mentioned I think Oklahoma wins this by 3 touchdowns. Here's a painful relation to Iowa State. Tom Herman in 2 career games as the offensive coordinator against Oklahoma, 6 total points. That's nothing to do with what he has at Houston, but just wanted to say Tom Herman's misery against Oklahoma in the past.
It continues on Saturday.
Nice.
And then the Labor Day game is Florida State at 4.5 against Ole Miss, neutral field. Give me the Seminoles. I think the Seminoles are a national title dark horse this year. I think they got a real shot. Dalvin Cook is a legit Heisman candidate, and I think Ole Miss, it's been too much in the offseason. It's an unfocused football team.
I think a one-loss ACC team has a chance at that, and this will be Florida State's one loss.
Mm.
I just think they've got a young quarterback coming out here, unproven. He's good for as many as 2 picks in this game, and with those 2 picks, that puts Ole Miss close enough they get in there. And I actually think Ole Miss wins this by a touchdown or 2.
This game's in Orlando, which is essentially more home for Florida State than
right.
Ole Miss. I think Florida State is for real. I think they handle Ole Miss, no problem.
I think the one theme for me in all these games that we've discussed is the quarterback position.
Yeah.
And I feel like with a lot of these really elite teams, it might be a little bit overrated this year if the – you know, we talked about it with TCU.
Yep.
I think LSU's in that case this year when they got
State.
Like 6 dudes on that defense that are probably going to be in the league next year.
Yeah.
Florida State's a similar one. I don't know. It's just weird because the quarterback position's so important, but a lot of these like elite teams, there's just a lot of questions about the position too.
But more so in college football than the NFL or anywhere else. If you have a dominant run defense and running game, I think that's the common denominator. You can win games no matter what you have. You look at LSU, TCU, all those teams, they can stop the run. I think that's the key thing in college football is being able to stop the run.
I think the difference to me is that a young quarterback in college versus a young quarterback in the NFL, by the time you hit the NFL, you know to throw the ball away.
Yeah.
In the college game, you still think you can make the play.
Yeah.
And I think that's where this comes into play a couple times. So I think the young quarterback's hurt a couple teams this time, and what happens from there, we'll see.
Tim, thanks, man.
Always a pleasure. Glad
Appreciate
to be back.
It. Glad to have our partnership with Nebraska Furniture
Mart. Absolutely.
Mark,
I was thinking about that. You said 7 years. This is year three.
Yeah,
so
it is.
We'll catch up half soon.
Awesome.
No, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Tim Mullen, Nebraska Furniture Mart, and Clive. Hey, let's jump onto the phone lines real quick, the Wheeze Tees hotline. And I want to talk to my boy, Doc Greenwald, up at the McFarland Clinic. He's got his the new doctor blog, the Doc's Weekly Blitz, the Sports Doc's Weekly Blitz. You can read it every week. It's Cyclone Fanatic. Now, Doc Greenwald's one of the guys who works on the Cyclones. And, okay, Doc, we had the Jake Campos thing go down earlier. How about no injuries the rest of the year? Can you promise me that?
Well, Chris, I don't know if we can promise that, but that would certainly be a great thing.
You're darn right. How'd fall camp go? How'd the off season go with the guys and you folks up at the McFarland Clinic?
Well, these guys had a great off season. The energy level brought in by Coach Campbell and his staff, including the strength and conditioning staff, has just been outstanding. The kids have bought in and they're working hard, so they've had a great winter conditioning, a great summer session, and then fall camp, you know, which obviously starts in August, so it doesn't really seem like fall, but we call it fall camp. And now they're just ready to play someone else. They're tired of beating up on each other, and it's time to go put the product out on Jack Trice Stadium Field.
How does that change your job, being the guy who, one of the guys who works with the team and one of the sports doctors there at Iowa State? Like, when you have a new coach, how does that impact what you guys do?
Actually, it really doesn't. It's interesting. So we aren't really hired by, you know, the athletic department, or we don't come in and out with the coaching staff that comes in and out. So I would say that the training staff would be the one kind of stabilizing factor. So the kids buy in with the training staff. So Coberly and his staff, and yeah, they're the ones that are there for the kids and keep them going and keep them working out while they bring in a new staff. So they really are the anchor. I think the kids really look to them. And then as a medical staff, we do that too. So we have kids that we worked on last fall that we're rehabbing, and then we know them and work on them this year. So, for example, my partner worked on Jake, his hip, and then he rehabs his butt off, gets back, and then, boom, blows up his ankle. So that's just hard stuff for us as physicians and surgeons to see. It's just no fun when kids get hurt. No fun at all.
Well, Doc, we're going to take your promise to the bank. No more injuries for the Cyclone. So thanks for that, man, and we'll see you on Saturday, okay?
You bet. Thanks a lot. See you guys.
Yep. Take care. Doc Greenwald up at the McFarland Clinic, annual or their weekly check-in with us here on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Hey, the Big 12 basketball schedule came out today. We'll talk about that next here on 1460 KXNO.
Admit it. You judge a sports bar on three key criteria: TVs, food, and wings. Consider this our entry into the category for best wings. Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill here. Our wings are flame broiled to sear in that juicy flavor, generously lathered in our signature homemade sauces. Barbecue?
Sure.
Buffalo?
Of course.
But how about garlic jalapeno, sweet bourbon, or Caribbean jerk to go along with 11 other originals you'll only find at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill?
You've just been hungerstruck.
Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill, Ankeny.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters. Hey guys, Chris Williams here. When I'm out and about covering the Cyclones, I often get asked about the sweet gear that we have at Cyclone Fanatic. People want to buy it. And let me tell you where we get that gear: Wheeze Tees. Yeah. Anytime I'm looking to get any of our Cyclone Fanatic gear embroidered, a new hat, anything like that, we give them a call. They hook us up. Shirts, jackets, koozies, signs. Wheeze Tees can do it all. Cyclone Fanatic has been using Wheeze Tees for years now. There's nobody else I would trust with our brand, so why wouldn't you? Give them a call at 515-257-7191 or stop by at 306 South Ankeny Boulevard.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Thanks, Coach Fenley. This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. I'm Jared Stansberry. We're out here at Bench Warmers in Ankeny with my friends Chris William and Brent Bloom. So the Big 12 released their conference basketball schedules today, and I don't remember. I wasn't around when Iowa State never got big Monday games, but they only have one this year.
That surprised me.
Yeah.
There's a couple reasons. Well, one, Iowa State doesn't have George and Yang, so he was a draw last year. I think they had three or four.
I think it was two.
But then, only two?
Yeah.
But they had a couple more. Yeah, like
those like ESPNU Monday games.
Yeah. There's one less big Monday this year, just the way the schedule fell, and so they're competing with the national championship game. So there's one less slot for big Monday. Kansas got four. Iowa State got one. But you're right. From 2007 to 2013, Iowa State had no big Monday games. So it's not great, but it's been worse, I guess.
Honestly, guys have been busy today. I haven't had a chance to dissect the schedule. How does it shape it?
I mean, there's a hard stretch in there, but you're going to find that anywhere in the Big 12. Yeah. It looked fine to me. The one weird thing, Chris, was I was his last game is at West Virginia, and it's a Friday night, which is strange.
A Friday night game?
Right? Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
They have two Friday night games in the Big 12 this year.
Iowa State does?
Yes.
Well, yeah, because the December 30th game is a Friday night as well.
Okay, well, that one makes a little more sense because
that you're on New Year's.
And nobody's working. And
Iowa State goes to West Virginia the last game Friday night. I assume for TV purposes.
What channel is that on?
ESPN or 2?
ESPN 2, yep.
Well, I mean, the only thing I can think of is that ESPN needs more, like with the cord cutting and stuff, they need more high-quality live sporting events in different times, and they're going to start doing more of this. That's the only thing I can think of.
The big Monday game, though, is Kansas at home. It's the first big Monday game. That's January 16th.
Yep.
So that's going to be a humdinger.
Yeah,
Kansas is going to be loaded again this year.
Iowa State's 4-1 in big Monday home games in the last three seasons, including the win over Kansas last year.
I fully expect Iowa State to be ranked at that point. Kansas could be top five, so that'll be a showdown.
The toughest stretch of the schedule comes, it's like from January 28th to February 11th, they have to go to Vanderbilt, come back home to play West Virginia, go on the road to play Kansas, go on the road to play Texas, and then you wrap that stretch up with a home game against Oklahoma. That's a gauntlet right there of a five-game stretch.
Yeah, you're right in that. I don't know how you avoid it, though, in the Big 12. I mean, this is such a good league. It's just so deep.
It just sucks that you have to throw that Vanderbilt game in there.
Yeah,
I mean, that's going to be just another ranked team in the middle.
Yeah, I'm starting to not like the placement. I enjoyed that day last year, but it's like from a strategic – because I could make an argument that that A&M game last year kind of screwed with their momentum. Didn't they lose like three or two in a row?
Yeah. It's so hard. They had so many ups and downs last year. Just trying to remember what up or what down.
Yeah.
What was that? You know, that it is a strange thing, but again, it comes back to TV. The good news, though, for Iowa State fans, 23 of the 30 games are nationally televised this year, including all three in Orlando.
I saw something that the TCU games, like on their third tier.
It's on their third tier, which will be Fox Sports Southwest, so we should get that in Iowa. But I don't know how it works out, but for whatever reason, TCU or ESPN was full during that day, and so that game got moved to Fox Sports Southwest at TCU. I think that's
January 14th.
14th, so
yeah.
That's a Saturday.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, by and large, I have no complaints.
I think it's hard to complain about anything. It's just it's the schedule, and there's nothing you can do about it really anyway. You know.
Still, Iowa State will be a top half of the Big 12 team should go to another NCAA
I just like
tournament.
The Texas Tech at home in the opener I'm down with because you want to win that first one.
No
you
doubt.
Always want to win that first
yep.
one. Mm-hmm. Didn't that one year you got stuck at Kansas in the opening? That was the Royce White year, right? That was Niang's first
yeah.
start, I believe.
Yeah, that was not Royce White's year. It was
no,
year
that was
after.
The year after. Yeah, the Corey Lucius year.
Yep.
Where they were playing
they
like crap.
Ben McLemore.
Oh,
Banking Ben McLemore.
Planking Ben McLemore.
We're going to talk to Glenn Waterhouse when we come back. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Hey, guys, it's Chris Williams here wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Three, your wife's birthday, forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number, 330-2930, Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
You know we've got the wing and burger game down, but if you haven't yet tried our Thunder Pie pizzas from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill,
you're missing out.
Ken here. Thick and chewy crust. Absolutely loaded with an eye-popping,
taste bud intimidating
amount of toppings and ooey-gooey cheese. Our Thunder Pies check in at about 5 pounds each.
We rock it then, too.
Don't settle for frozen.
Don't settle for bland.
Thunder Pies at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill.
You just been Thunderstruck.
Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill, Ankeny.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. We're here at Bench Warmers in Ankeny, and somebody is going to go to this weekend's Iowa State UNI season opener.
Yeah, every home game week this year at Bench Warmers, we're going to do a trivia question. If you get the trivia question right, we draw your name, you get two tickets. The question was, which Cyclone scored the first touchdown in 2015? The answer, Josh Thomas. Joshua Thomas on a one-yard touchdown. I think he's at a Division I AA school now. But the winner on location, Blake, is our winner. Blake gets two free tickets to you and I on Saturday. Congratulations to Blake.
It's going to be a fun time.
That the Purple Hawks will load up Ames on Saturday.
He's a Cyclone fan. Blake is. Who just
saying, like, there'll be a lot of Purple Hawks walking around
there. You know, for those guys, they get to cheer against Iowa State twice in a row.
Yeah, they do, 2 weeks in a row. But luckily for them, they don't have to cheer against the school they go to
right.
or their alma mater
right.
in the opening game like they usually do when you and I in Iowa
play. They can watch both.
Like, are they doing basketball?
Yeah, they don't know what to do then.
Hey, let's welcome old friend of the program, Glenn Waterhouse. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, guys. Good to be back.
It's good to be back. You you selling a lot of insurance these days at State Farm?
Absolutely. Take care
what's
of a lot
the
of
hot?
People.
What's the hot product right now over at State Farm?
Well, we're selling the crap out of auto insurance. We're number one, have always been number one since like 1920-something. So a lot of auto, and that we take care of people's auto, home, life, health.
I got the life through Glenn. So if I die, like, my wife is loaded. Seriously.
Hey, you got a beautiful little family I'm looking at right here. So
yeah.
The whole idea was if something happens, we're going to take care of her.
Exactly. Well, that's what. Remember when Ashley was pregnant, I was like, okay, Glenn, I got to do something here.
Yeah.
You got to secure me.
That's right.
You guys took care of me.
If you get scarlet fever a couple more times,
dude,
you might be onto something.
Did you hear about that?
I did not.
I got scarlet fever in the off season.
That's not good.
Does that affect his rates at all?
It could in the future.
Well, it's not documented.
All right. I won't tell anybody.
So as long as the riders aren't listening to the program, we should
be
okay.
You got your policy. Right. You're good.
Yeah,
you're good. Hey, that's a nice thing. Once you get it, if something else happens, they can't go back on you.
That's good. Hey, what do you think of Matt Campbell so far? I know you – didn't you go to the big brunch, the letter winner deal, former players?
I got invited. I went and watched my son play football instead.
Oh, okay. So you stood up, coach?
I stood him up, but, hey, what do I feel about it? Love it. I'm excited about our new hire, definitely.
You, what about him excites you? Is it just, because what I've talked enough football with you in the past to think that, like, his style of play, the getting back to the more hard nose, ball control type deal, I feel like you're going to be all over that.
Well, it was on this show last year.
Yeah,
that I called for Matt Campbell to be the coach, if you remember.
I do remember that.
Yeah,
you love Matt.
We were ready for Paul Rhodes after the debacle.
Now, in Paul's defense, I mean, that kid, Netton, should have made the kick.
Yeah, but any smart coach knows you center it.
You about swore right there, didn't you?
Hey, you have to have a coach that puts the players in good decisions. You don't go for it on 4th and 10 on your 20. You go for things that are going to put guys in position to win. You know, you have a play on goal line to score, you know. So I believe, you know, we've been through the last three seasons, 8-28.
Yeah.
You pull up Matt Campbell's resume, 2 MAC championships, 35-14, 2-1 in bowl games, 2012, 9-4, 2013, 7-5, 9-4 in 2014, 9-2 in 2015. He's beat Air Force, Arkansas, Iowa State, and Temple. Okay? I'd like to win some games.
Yeah,
I'd like to
win
a bowl game.
I hear you. No arguments here.
But what I like about him is that, you know, I've been listening to him. He says, hey, make me play you.
All right? Yeah, he said that to the freshmen, yeah.
Right? Make me play the young guys. He talks about attitude and effort all the time. Okay? And the culture. I mean, you listen to the guy. As a former player, he sent me an email and said, hey, come up. What you're talking about. Come up to a practice. It's open door up there. The things he's doing with the uniforms. I don't know what the music's going to be. You apparently know what the music's going to be.
Yeah, I've got sources. I'm sourced in on this. Prepare to be disappointed, everybody.
But
they got to be playing you with that.
They have
huh?
to, dude.
They gotta be
there's no way that can be it.
I told these guys what I heard the song was, and every person I've told is like, really?
I think they're messing with you.
I've heard it now from 2 spots who are very separate.
It's, man.
If it's the song that I heard, like, just prepare to be disappointed. That's all I'm saying. Now, it doesn't mean that the whole era is done. I'm not going to fire Matt Campbell because of the entrance song. But it's not a lot different than what you're used to.
I like how you've got a new coach, You got a new era, and you know, excitement, recruiting his backside off, and
hey,
we're
I love
worried
it.
About the song.
I love all that, but when people ask me about it, I'm going to give my opinion,
okay.
And people keep asking me about it.
Yeah,
and so it doesn't listen. If the song sucks and they go 12-0, nobody's going to care.
It's like they're going to do the intro. People are like, all right, I've seen it. I'm out now.
Yeah.
I don't care what they play. I'm excited for that when they come out and a new era. I feel like we've got an opportunity. I don't expect a lot this year. I expect improvement, and I think we're going to see it. The difference is we got a proven winner coming in, a guy that's won, and he's confident. You can see it. The guys are confident. You talk to the coaches, they're confident. You know, we're getting recruits that we've never got before. That makes me confident.
That's the biggest thing with me, because he hasn't coached a game here yet, so it's hard to crown him, you know?
Yep.
However, he's doing things off the field that I've covered Iowa State 11 years now. I've never seen anybody do. Like the caliber of the schools they're beating out, the players that they're – I have no idea how good those guys will be, but I do know that if a kid picks Iowa State over Alabama, that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
And I've never seen that in 11 years consistently like we've seen over the last, I don't know, 8 months. With these guys, so that's very encouraging to me. We'll see. Glenn, you going up to the game Saturday?
Definitely.
Do Bears crap in the woods?
That's right.
How do we? A lot of kids out there need some insurance. How do we do that? Because I want to get you the young Cyclones. That's the older ones are nice,
right?
But we need to get them because if you find a good insurance guy, you don't leave. Right, and that's what
that's
I'm trying
right.
to get for you,
hey,
the youngsters.
I plan on being around at least another 25 years. You know,
hell yeah.
It's the deal is this: is I've been getting some really good families, people that are very loyal Cyclone, saying I want to do business with the Cyclone.
Yeah, that's the key.
But yeah, I want lifelong young people. You know, I'm out on 86th Street in Johnston, right across from the Price Chopper, just north of the interstate. I've been there for the last 15 years. You can reach me at www.glennwaterhouse.com or call us at 223-5566.
There you go. Thanks, Glenn.
All right, appreciate
it. Always good to see you. Thanks, sir. Welcome back to the program. Good to have you, bud.
Go Cyclones.
All right, he's Glenn Waterhouse. Another Bond Durant guy, Bloom. Three-fourths of us are Bond Durant guys.
Look out. You know, I think what the point Glenn made, this staff, legitimately, you've been up there, we've talked to them, they believe they can do it. Like that, you know, I think towards the end of McCarney era, the Rhodes era, it got to the point where, like, well, schedule's really hard. Like, this is tough. Like, I, you know, it's hard here. It's hard to recruit here. You know, you heard it as the years went on. These guys aren't hearing that. They're going, no. I mean, you had a coach tell you that if you doubted the team, he'll go over and punch you in the face. He was joking. But, I mean, that's the attitude they have is if people doubt them, they're going to show them why they're right and why they're wrong. So I think it's going to be exciting. This year could be a growing year. But don't tell them they're not going to make a bowl game because they'll fight you over it.
It just seems like the kind of the woe is me attitude is just gone.
Yeah.
You know, it just seemed like even when things were kind of going well, it was like, you know, they beat Texas last year, and then Coach Rhodes comes into his press conference. He says, Iowa State should never beat Texas.
Right.
Like, I know exactly what he was saying. I know where he was trying to come from. But that doesn't mean that you go out in there and say it. You know, like, you should believe every single time you step out on the field you're going to win the game. And I think these guys do. And I don't think that they're going to let anything like that. They're not going to let, oh, this team's a traditional power. This team is, you know, they're Baylor, they're Oklahoma. They're not going to let that bother them and keep them from doing their thing.
This crew has won everywhere they've been. I think the interesting story is, you know, if they do lose a couple, which they really haven't done at Mountain Union, at Toledo, anywhere, what happens then? I mean, I think that's a question mark. But they haven't lost before, so they think they can do it. They have no reason to doubt otherwise. And they chose Iowa State. I mean, Matt Campbell had other opportunities.
They should bring that promotional commercial back.
Right?
Remember Pollard?
I chose Iowa State.
No,
but he did. He could have gone to Missouri and been an SEC coach. But, no, he picked Iowa State. So I'm excited to see where they can go. This year will be fun. Some young pieces, and let's get it all started on Saturday.
Well, how's that for a promo? The AgriGold pregame show. I can't hear programming, so you got to take it whenever it's on. But that's it. It's 4, right?
Yeah. AgriGold pregame show starts at 4. It'll be me, Chris, Jeff, Woody. We'll be out there on the north side of Jack Trice Stadium. Come out and stop out and say hi. For Brent Bloom, for Chris Williams, thanks for listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. I'm Jared Stansberry signing off on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.